My name is Alyssa Robinson, and you've joined me on the Treach podcast. Today, I'm talking to Reverend Karen Kraska. Pastor Karen is the Associate Pastor of Worship Arts at Treach and has been leading us in song since 1997. Karen will now read today's scripture and prayer.
Psalm 5:1-3. Hear my words, Lord. Consider my groans. Pay attention to the sound of my cries, my King and my God, because I am praying to you. Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I lay it all out before you. Then I wait expectantly. O Lord, we know you always hear your children when we pray to you. Help me to lay it all out before you today, all my hopes and fears, all my joys and sorrows, and give me patient confidence in your provision. Amen.
You and I have been in conversations as we've been planning this series, Empty to Full, and we're both a part of the worship team. And I know that fasting makes you maybe not uncomfortable, but you feel like you've never really grasped it, never really understood it. And so I was hoping to get an understanding from you of what your experience has been with fasting in the past and what your relationship with this spiritual practice has been.
Sure. I have not been one who has fasted much. And the times I have, it's been for a specific reason, like the Super Bowl of Caring, where we gave up food and we take the money that we would have spent and give it to organizations that feed hungry people. I've given something up during Lent, but I don't know that that's a true fast. I've done foregoing a meal once a week, something like that, but I've really struggled with this as a spiritual discipline. I think I've always understood the value, but for me personally, it's never been something that I really grappled with very much. And so when our worship team talked about having fasting be the theme for Lent this year, I just had to own that I wasn't feeling it, but that was my own limitation and my own ignorance. And so, you know, I kind of voiced that. Hey, is this the best time during a year of what seems like deprivation and disappointment to then take it to another level with fasting?
So have you done any of your own studies or research in fasting to find the meaning behind it? Because I really don't think it's about deprivation.
Well, that's really key because seriously, I was struggling with that because I guess my main thought was, yes, fasting is doing without something you want, and it has a more, the character is deprivation. So I said, I've got to read this book on fasting by Lynn Babb because I knew I was doing this little podcast. And in my own soul, I'm thinking, okay, I always want to be on board with whatever we're doing in worship and the worship team. And I just wasn't feeling it. And I've read the scriptures and I know Jesus fasted. And I know that we're called to these spiritual disciplines, even ones that don't resonate with us, like silence doesn't resonate well with me. So I borrowed the book because we've ordered some, but they haven't come in for the whole team. And I borrowed the book. And Sunday, I just said, okay, I am just going to hold myself up and I'm going to read this book. Now, I'd be lying if I said I read the whole book, but I read a good portion of it. And it really did exactly what I needed it to do. It's the book Fasting by Lynn Babb. It helped me reframe my idea of fasting. And I just wanted to read the definition that's in this book. It says, "What is fasting in the Christian life? Christian fasting is the voluntary denial of something for a specific amount of time, for a spiritual purpose, by an individual, family, community, or nation." I knew it was voluntary. I knew it was denial. But again, denial and deprivation are two different things. And I think I was replacing denial with deprivation and thinking, oh my gosh, during Lent, I've given up sodas. I've given up chocolate. I've given up sugar altogether. That was not a good 40 days. That was an angry 40 days. I've added things like more prayer, more scripture reading, more acts of service. So I've kind of done a lot of things over, not just since I've been in ministry, but even, you know, younger, thinking, okay, this is a time I really have to reflect, a time I really need to examine. But I wasn't really feeling, in this season of my life, what would be meaningful to me. And of course I want to grow deeper in my faith. Of course I want to have some type of religious epiphany. But I've kind of been cynical about it, but just, okay, so I'll give up something. I'll think of something that I like, something that I do. Another point in this book really resonated with me, and I told my life group this morning, this has been pivotal since I read this book Sunday and Monday, that it is basically it's shaking up my routine so that I can find God where I don't expect to see God. And there was an example in the book that I just kind of keep coming back to. Someone fasted from radio in her car. She said, this particular antidote in the book, the person, that was sharing said, I always get in my car. I turn my favorite tunes up as loud as I can. That's my checkout time and where I can just kind of, let it all go and enjoy the music. And she said, I decided as a fast, I was going to fast from my favorite tunes in the car. And she said that would give me time to pray, time to reflect, time to notice things and kind of center my thoughts. So she did. And she said it wasn't very long into this, period of time that she had decided she would do this before she heard a rattle in her car that she didn't even know existed. So she kind of made the example of, because she was quiet and still, she realized there was a problem with her vehicle she didn't know. But as she got deeper into this fast, she realized there were problems in her own soul that she just was too busy to notice. So it's an interruption to the routine. So that's what I'm really praying about during this Lent, that I can find ways to interrupt my routine. Because just like saying the Lord's Prayer or the Apostles' Creed, week in, week out, week in, week out, do I stop and think about the words? Do things become so rote in just my day-to-day that I'm so comfortable I overlook things that perhaps I need to notice.
And I know you've said you haven't quite landed on your fast yet, but are there some things floating around in your brain of like, oh, I've noticed these distractions or I've noticed this part of my routine that I could sacrifice? Anything come to mind?
Well, that's what I've really been struggling with is, okay, when I wake up and I do this and I do that, and then I kind of go through my day, what are those things? Where are the times that I could pause? And I haven't still landed 100%, but I was talking yesterday, I walked through the sanctuary and there was someone there, we're getting some flooring bids. And I walked through and Mark Kowalik, who's a church member, said, oh, I'm so glad you walked through. And I said, can this wait till after I go get that case of Dr. Pepper out of my trunk? Because that's why I'm walking through. It's the time of day when I have my Dr. Pepper. And he started laughing. And I said, no, I'm serious. And I said, I ran out yesterday, so I had to run to the store. So then I started thinking, well, maybe that's what I should do. I've given up soda before, but I mean, like clockwork in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock, I'm going to reach for Dr. Pepper. I don't drink a lot of soda. I typically don't buy soda, but I always have it in my office. And I thought maybe that's a time when I just, around 2 o'clock, I just kind of dial down and drink a glass of hot tea or something else. I don't know. It seems so superficial and so shallow. And that's the other issue I have is, oh, poor me. I'm doing without coffee or sugar or DP or whatever. And it just seems, superficial and shallow. But when I am reminded, oh, this is that point in my day when I do that, this act, and I'm not, and it's not just replacing it with prayer and meditation, but it's an interruption. And that's what I'm really still trying to work out in my own soul, or where are some things, not just giving up Dr. Pepper, which will be, a sacrifice, but what are some other things just in my day in, day out that I need to interrupt so that God can do a new thing?
I've been wondering, as a pastor, do you feel extra pressure to perform for Lent, of like to make your sacrifice and know what you're giving up to Lent and stick with it? And do you
feel? Sure, I'd be lying. And that's why I was so struggling. And that's what I told my life group. I never want to be a hypocrite. I never want to say, hey, let's all jump on this or read this book or do this thing. And I'm not doing it. Now, do I do everything the way I should and cross every T and dot every I? And am I, you know, no. But I try to make sure that at least I'm on board and I'm attempting. I mean, some spiritual disciplines resonate well with me and some don't. And there's seasons in your life where I'm all in one thing and then I'm like way far away. And that's just life and cycles and patterns and seasons. But when we have an initiative like fasting, we're asking people to do something and I don't do it, then I feel very hypocritical. You know, it's like telling your kids to do something you don't do. I do that sometimes, but hopefully, you know, if we model, then I get the joy and the benefit. So yes, I do feel pressure. And that's what I told my life group about 2 weeks ago. I said, I signed up for this podcast and it's about fasting. I'm supposed to share what I'm going to give up and what I'm going to, you know, do without and what I'm going to fast from. And I'm not feeling it. And I asked for their prayers and said, I've got to get to a place where I can just find some kind of anticipation, like, okay, cool, this is going to be maybe a little uncomfortable, but I'm still looking forward to the growth. Mm-hmm. And I'm still not there, but I'm starting to see some glimmers of, okay, God's going to do a new thing. I don't know what it is. So that's probably my controlling nature, is if I knew what the benefit was going to be, I'd be excited about it. I don't know what the benefit's going to be.
What are your hopes for what it could be?
I hope insight. A deeper understanding and insight. I think I've got a great relationship with God, but I want to go deeper. What is God asking me? What is God, I don't know. I don't know what God is going to try to tell me in this time, but I hope I'm at a better place to listen and receive. It's Psalm chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. Hear my words, Lord. Consider my groans. Pay attention to the sound of my cries, my King and my God, because I am praying to you. Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I lay it all out before you. Then I wait expectantly. O Lord, we know you always hear your children when we pray to you. Help me to lay it all out before you today. All my hopes, my fears, all my joys and sorrows, and give me patient confidence in your provision. Amen.